Hello, and welcome to Kingdom Connection with Jensen Franklin. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. If you enjoy the teaching ministry of Jensen Franklin and would like to enjoy more resources, devotionals, including our weekly updates, we hope you'll visit our website at jensenfranklin.org.
I want you to have a clear understanding of the power and faith. I want your faith to get up concerning the power and the ministry of laying on of hands. Why is it so important? Is it just people touching and there's nothing to it? The answer to that question is absolutely not. The Word of God is powerful in its instruction concerning laying on of hands. Look in the book of Acts chapter 11 and verse 21. Acts 11 and verse 21. And the hand of the Lord, everybody say the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed. Notice a great number believed and turned to the Lord. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number, everybody say, get ready for great numbers. Get ready for increase, because the hand of the Lord is with you. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number turned and believed. What a strange phrase, the hand of the Lord. Why didn't it say the Lord was with them? Why did he say the hand of the Lord was with them? And I began to find this phrase over and over and over in the scripture. Acts 13, there was a Simon the sorcerer who dealt in black arts and witchcraft. And he had the whole region under his fear and intimidation and spells. In Acts chapter 13 and verse 11, one of the apostles goes in and he says, and now behold, he pronounces this judgment over this witch. He says, now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind for a season. And immediately he was blind and seeking someone to lead him by the hand. The hand of the Lord shall come upon you, is what the apostle said. The hand of the Lord. You know, when I was growing up and we had big problems and things that were too great and too difficult for us to solve, the old timers would have a phrase. They would say, let's just put it in the hands of God. And there's more to that probably than even they realize. In Exodus chapter 3, God said, I will stretch out my hand. Isn't that something? I'll stretch out my hand and smite the Egyptians, and afterward I'll give you favor with this people and you will not come out empty. God said three things. He said the hand of the Lord will be used to come against your enemies. Number two, the hand of the Lord will come against them with judgment. And number three, when the hand of the Lord is released into the battle that you're in, Israel will be compensated for the things that have been stolen from them. In Exodus chapter 13 in verse 3, he said, remember the day the Lord brought you out of the land of bondage by the strength of the hand of the Lord. It was the hand of the Lord that brought you out. There is something called the tefillin, which the Jews use, the rabbis use. It's a little box. And if you ever go to Israel and you go to the Wailing Wall, you will see the priests with a tefillin. And it's a little box that they tie to the top of their head between their eyes at the instruction of the scripture. And they tie around their hand and have it, a little box on their hand. It contains the commandments of the Old Testament. And they will go and they will pray and they'll have that on their hand and on their forehead to this day. And in verse 14 of Exodus 13, it says, and when your sons ask, what does this mean? You shall say, by a strong hand, God has brought us out of the land of bondage. He said, when in generations to come, when they see that little box that is tied to your hand, and they say, what does that mean? You will teach generation after generation that notice the wording, with a strong hand, God brought us out of bondage. In Exodus 15 and 6, thy right hand has become glorious in power. It will dash to pieces the enemy. In Numbers chapter 11 in verse 23, God asked Moses, is my hand waxed short? It's a question that we need to ask today as we begin to lay hands on people. Has God's hand waxed short that he can't do miracles anymore, that he can't provide anymore, that he can't bless anymore? God told Moses that in a time when he had a fresh challenge. He said, do you think the same God who brought you out with a high hand, now that you're in the wilderness and you don't have food and you don't have anything to drink, do you think my hand has waxed short? And God is saying to every person under the sound of my voice, do you think my hand has waxed short that I can't heal cancer, that I can't heal, that I can't set your children free from drugs, that I can't deliver you today from alcohol? Do you think my hand is so short that it can't provide a house, a car, or anything else that you need that I have supplied already? Do you really think I'm that weak that my hand is so short that my blessings can't reach you? The hand of the Lord was against the Philistines, 1 Samuel 7 and 13. Everybody shout, the hand of the Lord. Notice this, 1 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 13, the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. In other words, all the days of Samuel, because he was a praying and a fasting man. Over and over he fasted, he prayed. His mother fasted when she brought him, when she was praying to have a baby. She fasted and God gave her a baby because she was on a fast. And now that fasting and that prayer has so come back in his life that the Bible said all the days of Samuel's life, the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines. And I'm praying that as God held back the Philistines all the days, that God would hold back the enemies of America, the terrorists, and those who would want to hurt our soldiers, our men and women that are in harm's way. Put everything in his hands. Remember his hand. In Psalm 78 and verse 41, they tempted God. They turned back. Listen to these words. They remembered not his hand. Isn't that something? What strange wording. They remembered not his hand. You know, how many of you remember how God has, by his hand, provided when you started with almost nothing, and look how God's hand, don't forget his hand. Don't forget in a fresh challenge how his hand, I love that song, great is thy faithfulness, all I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Remember his hand. Remember his hand. Do not forget his hand. In the prayer of Jabez, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, let's pray it together. Oh, that you would bless me indeed, number one, and enlarge my territory, number two, and that your hand would be with me, number three, and that you would keep me from evil. So God granted him his request. Notice that one out of four of those prayer requests that God honored was when he said, let your hand be upon me. In the middle of expansion and increase, get the hand of the Lord there. Acts 11 said the hand of the Lord was with them and the people multiplied. This is the year of increase and things will multiply because the hand of the Lord is with you. In Isaiah 45 and verse 11, he said, ask of me things concerning my sons and my daughters, and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. Concerning the work of my hands, God said, you command me. I looked that word up, command, and it means to commission. God said, I give you the right to commission the work of my hands. God said, I want you to ask me boldly, and put things in my hands. I want you to expect. I don't want you to carry those problems. But listen to me carefully. In a moment when we pray for you at every campus, I want you to assign some problems to his hands. Target some areas of your life and put them in his hands. I want you to put that struggle, that business, that marriage, that teenager, that situation, that financial dilemma, put it in his hands. God today wants every parent to put your children as hands are laid on you. You are transferring from your hands to his hands. Everybody take your hands and do like this. And I want you to put all your problems in there. Put all your problems in there. Anything that's big in your mind. And now I want you to let go of it and put it in God's hands. Whoever your children are dating, if you don't like them and you feel like they're trying to mess your children up, put them in the hands of the Lord. Acts chapter 4 and verse 29. Behold their threats and grant to your servants all boldness to speak that by stretching forth your hand to heal, signs and wonders would be done by the Holy Child Jesus. You understand we are the body of Christ now. And when we in His name stretch forth our hand, we're stretching forth His hand through us to heal, for signs and wonders and miracles to happen right in our church today. In 1 Peter chapter 4, humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, and in due season that hand will exalt you. Take it out of your hands and put it in God's hands. That's the key. Do you know that this thing of laying on of hands is so important and so powerful that in the book of Hebrews, it talks about the foundations of our faith. You know, the foundation of your faith is important. If the foundation of your house is not right, it doesn't matter what else is built on. And he talks about the doctrines, and he says there's the doctrine of baptism, the doctrine of eternal judgment. There's other doctrines that's talked about. The doctrine of the second coming of Jesus Christ is talked about there. And then there is the doctrine of the laying on of hands. How sad it is that many modern churches have completely ignored laying on of hands. They don't do it. They don't believe in it. They don't even ever pray for the sick or pray for anybody through the laying on of hands. And yet the Bible said that it is a foundation in the church that must be carried on from generation to generation. Habakkuk 3 puts it this way: His brightness was His light, and He had horns of light coming out of His hand, and there was the hiding of His power. Notice that God's power is hidden in God's hands. And that's why Mark chapter 16, He says, commission the hand of the Lord. Command ye me concerning the hands of the work of my hands. And in my name, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. We're placing it in God's hands the moment we touch you. Ask for Him to multiply and increase your finances. Take, if the enemy tries to come at you, you are to hold your hand up and say, talk to the hand, devil, the face ain't listening. And I came by the mighty hand of God. The hand of the Lord is with me. The hand of the Lord be upon this church. The Bible said in Acts chapter 5, by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders done. And there's something about hands being laid on you that God uses it as a point of contact. Today, we are going to commission the hand of God upon your life, upon your family, upon your health, upon your business, upon you to be supernaturally multiplied and increased. Place it all in God's hands. The hand of God will be on you, and you'll be too blessed to be stressed. You will see the goodness and the favor of the Lord. I'm believing for that. It's interesting that Jesus' hands were nail pierced as part of the crucifixion. Therefore, when His hands come in and are placed and the hand of the Lord is on you, it says to the enemies, the covenant is behind you because the marks of the covenant are in His hands. He will bless you. He will keep you. He will protect you. The hand of the Lord will be upon you. The angels of God are going to be released today. The power of God is going to be released today through God's extended hand on your life. His hand has not waxed short. Boy, I feel an urgency in my heart. There will be miracles in this room today. In Numbers 27, in verse 18, Moses laid his hands on Joshua. God commanded Moses publicly to lay his hands on Joshua. Now catch this. And the Moses generation laid hands on the Joshua generation. That's what I love about your children will have hands laid on them by our pastors in the children's departments at every campus. They are taking the time to anoint your children and lay hands and bless them. The word bless means to speak well of. To speak well of. So when we lay hands on you, our spirit and our heart is to speak well. We speak well We speak health. We speak protection. We speak increase and success and joy, the will of God, the plan of God, the wisdom of God. We speak well of you. That's what the word bless means, to speak well. It's a powerful thing when the older generation, the Moses generation, lays hands on the Joshua generation. Parents, dads, moms, lay hands on your children and bless them and speak well of them. You shall be great. You shall do amazing. You will succeed. You shall lead. The hand of the Lord shall be upon you. Speak well. In Deuteronomy 24 and verse 9, in Joshua the son of Nun, this is after Moses was dead, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, just like they did Moses. In Genesis 48, old man Jacob is dying, the grandpa, and he brings his grandchildren in, Ephraim and Manasseh, and he lays his hands on them, and he does it willingly, wittingly, the Bible said, meaning being led, and he blessed them and spoke well of them. Notice, everybody look at your hands. The ability to affect future generations is in your hands. He blessed and spoke a blessing on his grandchildren, and they became exactly what God told him they would become. Exactly. In Acts chapter 8, they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. In Acts 19 and verse 6, and when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. That can happen to you this morning when hands are laid on you. The Bible said that the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. God never calls you. Notice they're coupled together. Gifts and calling. Gifts and calling. Gifts and calling. And notice that God never calls you to do something unless he gives you the gift to accomplish it. So if you're not gifted in an area, you're not called to do that. Well, Pastor, I just feel like God's calling me to sing. If you're not gifted in that area, Acts 9 and verse 17, Ananias laid his hands on Paul and he received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Paul said in Romans 1 and 11, I long to see that I might see you, that I might impart to you a spiritual gift. Do you know that when we lay hands on you according to that scripture, we can lay hands on you and impart spiritual help in the weaknesses of your life? That's why Paul said, stir up the gifts that are in people through the laying on of hands. We're going to do that this morning. We're going to anoint you. Acts 13, separate Saul and Barnabas for the work that I called them, and they laid their hands upon them and sent them forth. There will be people who will be sent forth with a fresh anointing when we leave this place. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. I want you to stand to your feet. How many of you are ready for the hand of the Lord to come upon you? How many of you ready today to say, Lord, I'm taking it out of my hands and I'm putting it into your hands? How many of you are going to do that this morning? Situations and areas of your life. How many of you are ready to say what God asked Moses when he had a fresh new need? He said, is my hand waxed short? Do you think my hand is too short to reach you and you and meet your need at the point of your need? He's great, church. I said he's great. There's nothing he can't do. Now I want everybody in this room to lift your hands high. I speak the anointing of God, an increase of anointing, an increase of provision, an increase of resources, an increase of joy, an increase of consecration and dedication to God, an increase in your life of the presence of God, an increase of fulfillment in your home and family and purpose. May the hand of the Lord come upon you there. The hand of the Lord on your families. The hand of the Lord on your children. The hand of the Lord on your grandchildren. Miracles we decree, healing and deliverance. Addictions will break the moment hands are laid on you. In the name of Jesus, depression and fear will flee. Father, I ask you today to perform miracles of healing. Give breakthrough in finances. Set captives free. Anoint us with fresh oil. The moment hands are laid on us and the oil touches us, may a freshness of the Holy Spirit come upon us. We thank you for it. We call it done in Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Kingdom Connection. We hope this has been a blessing in your life, and we'll share this and other great resources with your friends. Visit JensenFranklin.org for new teachings and free podcasts, videos, and blogs. And be sure to connect with us via Twitter at Jensen or Facebook at Jensen Franklin. Thanks for listening to the Kingdom Connection Podcast, and have a great week.